This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Sabri Benishore, in for David Brancaccio. Netflix reports quarterly profits tomorrow. Millions of people have turned to streaming for something to do while stuck at home and not going out to see movies, so streaming platforms have done well. But there are a lot more of them these days, and as Erica Barris reports, this competition is all about original content.
Netflix had huge hits in 2020, like The Queen's Gambit and the escapist costume drama Bridgerton.
I'm anything but interested in you.
And I anything but interested in you.
For 2021, the company plans to release a new movie every week. Media analyst Tim Hanlon says that's partly to offset the loss of popular shows like The Office, now streaming on Peacock.
It's a fragile balance between milking libraries, which they don't own but are basically leasing or renting, and pumping billions of dollars into original exclusive content that may or may not resonate or succeed.
Yes, billions. An estimated $19 billion in 2021. That's partly about growing audiences. Households of color are increasingly subscribing to streaming services, says Stacey DeArmas of Nielsen.
People want to see themselves on screen. They want to see their stories.
That's also driving services like Netflix to create diverse shows and movies. I'm Erica Barris for Marketplace.